This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A lawsuit against a Colorado program that caps EpiPens at $60 is moving forward. A company that sells generic two-pack EpiPens for about $300 a pop sued Colorado in 2023. They argue a state affordability program that went into effect last year is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. This month, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled they can move forward with that lawsuit. According to Dr. Rohit Katia, more than 500,000 people have a life-threatening allergic reaction. He says affordable access is necessary.
You just don't know when you're going to have an accidental exposure or get stung if you're outdoors, especially here in Colorado where people, hike and do mountain activities.
The move does not end or pause the law, but it does clear the way for the drug maker to take their case to trial. The new director of the Colorado Bureau of Investigation says the office has made progress in reducing the time it takes to process evidence in cases like rape. It used to take a year and a half to process evidence, according to Armando Soldalte.
We've almost doubled our number of scientists that we have available that are in training now and that we're bringing on board. All that's going to have a cascading effect on bringing that down faster, that backlog. So we're looking about a year from now, we may be back to where we've handled and we are meeting our standard of 90 days.
Soldalte attributed the delays in part to fallout from the Missy Woods case. Woods is the former CBI lab expert now facing charges for allegedly tampering with evidence in more than 1,000 cases. This is CPR News in KRCC.